Welcome to the new sound of online radio. Welcome to the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network. Anywhere. This is your sound. This is the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network at UPNRadio.com.
Everybody, how are you? Welcome to Lux Life. I'm your host, International Elite Master Networker Candace Barr. And oh my goodness, so excited for today's show. We have the Germans in the house. We have a full studio of entrepreneurs from Germany, really kicking ass. And they flew in 2 days ago, so it's so crazy. I haven't been in studio in about a week. I went to Florida to go visit my parents. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. We are back in LA and so excited. So without further ado, let's get down to it. We have, like I said, we have a whole table of the best Germany has to offer for entrepreneurs. And the common thread for all of them is that they all won. If you don't know Eden Magazine, you're living under a fucking rock. You need to know Eden Magazine. So if you don't know Eden Magazine, look up Eden Magazine. It's one of the best magazines. Actually, they're in Southern California, but actually nationwide. So Eden Magazine. Miss Miriam Morrissey. And so they won Eden Magazine Achievement Award for 2017. They are on the cover, the December cover. So look them up. They are amazing. I'm going to go down the line right now. So let's start with Marcus to Hello. My right. Hello. Welcome to Lux Life.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you for flying in. Yeah. And Miss Astrid, welcome to Lux Life.
Hello, it's fine that I'm here and I'm very happy.
Very happy to have you guys. And we have Christoph.
Pleasure to meet you.
And we have Gert.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in. Again, welcome to Lux Life. And so you all do very different things, but the common thread is, of course, like we said, they won the Eden Magazine Award, but you all are with different charities.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
And so you're pretty kick-ass in the business world, but then you decided to kind of go over to philanthropy and help in that arena as well. And so would you mind just going down the line and telling everyone what charity you're with or organization you're with and why that's important to you?
Yeah, there's a really, it started 7 years ago and with a group of four people and they called me to help them, to support them. And the project called Plan E or Plan I.
What does the I stand for?
For integration. Plan I provides an intensive second chance integration path to young men who are between the ages of 14 and 20, who are at risk of falling in bad circumstances, so repeat offenders and really, let's say, bad guys.
Okay.
And that's the and over a 1 to 3 year period, they have twice weekly mentoring sessions with us and companionships to taking significant steps.
Would you say is that internationally you're doing that, or is that more in Germany? Or?
Yeah, that's in Germany.
Okay.
But of course, the guys are mostly not Germans from all over the world. And that's a big problem in this city where we started this program.
Right.
And now, if you can imagine, after 7 years, it was unbelievable because it was a real, it was extraordinary results, because one of this participants, young man, he is studying now medicine at the University of Bielefeld.
Amazing.
So you can imagine from
0 to 100.
From 0
amazing.
To 100. And look at this. Goosebumps. So it's amazing. It's unbelievable what we can do if we are investing our resources to the lives of others, to that they have the chance to become positive contributors to their communities.
Beautiful. I love that. Let's move over to Astrid. Mm-hmm. And so what charity are you with, or organization are you with that you're passionate about?
Yes. I work with the helpers. The helpers from to help another people which need help.
Yes.
Yes, that's the reason. And the reason why I received the award was for my involvement in charitable humanitarian work and especially for my fight for women's rights.
Yes.
But it is important to me to say that I accept this prize on behalf of all hidden champions.
Beautiful.
There are so many hidden champions. We need these champions for the whole world, because when we are old, we need people which come to us and speak with us, help us, and make us a good life.
Beautiful. I love that.
Yes. And yes, it's this. And my passion is to help this helpers that they have a good life with a better communication between the peoples. Yeah, for the job.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we have a better mindset. We have the stress go down, and we can better speak with us. Better
now, is this internationally? Is this in Germany?
In Germany.
In Germany. Okay,
yes.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. We're going to move over to Christoph.
Hi.
Hi. What organization are you with, and why are you passionate about it?
So for me, it's a bit different than this. It's not just a charity project. For me, it's gathering information how we can shape a better society. Mm. So back in 2006, I decided to find out why we always create a world we don't want to live in. So we say we want peace, but we have war. And even fight with the neighbors and like this. So I try to find out what is the problem there. So out of this, I created a book that was published in 2011.
What's the book called?
It's by say Goodbye Insanity.
Goodbye Insanity.
Yeah.
Is that on Amazon?
Yes,
okay.
It is. Yes. And I think there are solutions for almost every problem in the world already today, but nobody knows about it.
I agree.
For example, starving. So there's a plant called Salicylia, and this plant grows on desert sand with ocean water.
Hmm.
So two resources we have in an endless way, without limit. So we could use this and stop starving for millions of people. We just need to do it. Yeah.
So your passion is creating a better world.
Yes.
Beautiful. I love that. We'll come back to all of you to get more in-depth detail. Then we move over to Gert.
Yes. You have to know that I'm an entrepreneur in Germany. I have I own three companies, and one of these companies work with people and helps them to push up their business.
Mm.
And it was 5 years ago, the school next to my hometown came to me and said, oh, we have big problems with our chemo. It's a project, take care of children. And it was a financial disaster.
Mm.
The employees, 17 and at the age, they had for more than 3 months no money, and they worked still because they can't leave the kid on the street. Yes. And they said to me, oh, please help us. Please help us to take back on the right way financial. And so I have no time, but I said, okay, I have to help. I visit the child's, and that it's unbelievable that we can't do that. Yes,
right.
And so I have to help. And now, 5 years later, we are back on the way. We have a little money. Yes.
Beautiful.
And all employees are paid and so on. And the child can, every day we have around 100 child. They have protected during the school time, and they have food, and they have help by her homework in the midday. And when the parents come back from her work, they take them, and the day is yes.
And now, are you the one that provide food daily for the kids? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I'm the head of the organization, because the problem is that they have no one who can steer that, who can make the deals with the government to get some money, because the parents don't have the money to pay all the
expenses.
Expensive to pay that.
Wow. And then you're also for work. So then larger companies will call you, and you're the fixer.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Okay. And if any problems, yes.
That should be on your business card now, the fixer.
Yeah, the fixer. Great idea. Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, like we said, they flew in from Germany. So you're actually our first international guest that flew in. We usually, when we have international guests, we Zoom them in.
Okay.
So we always have people fly in from nationwide, but you guys are the first people who actually flew in to be on the show, so welcome again. And so I'd like to get more detail individually on what you do with your organization, but also what you do for business, because Lux Life is about, we interview celebrities, we interview entrepreneurs, we interview social media influencers, and the reason why Lux Life is because you get to the Lux Life after you put in your blood, sweat, and tears for business and the company. So, you know, I'm sure you all know, when you're creating a business or you're creating a company, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody, despite popular belief. Yeah. And it does take a lot of time, energy, effort, and sometimes it is literally blood, sweat, and tears. And so let's talk about both, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So your company, what is it that you do? Let them know what you do exactly.
Yeah. On the one hand, I'm a professor at different universities in Germany, in Berlin and in Hamburg and in my hometown Bielefeld. Mm. And I'm a professor for business coaching and change management. Mm. So I teach students from the ages 20 to 99, mm-hmm. how to get involved in change projects and how we can support changes, and it doesn't matter what kind of change. There can be a conflict, there can be visioning of companies. So that means I'm this is the one hand, the professor at the university where I teach, and on the other hand, my business is to go into companies and teams and groups mm-hmm. and help them, support them, to get these results they want to have. Mm. And in this moment right now, they are stuck in a stuck state, so they don't know what actually to do.
Right.
And so, in the best case, they call me, Marcus, please support us, please help us. And the main point is that I don't know the solutions or results. But what I know is how to get there, mm-hmm. how to support them to create a room or a space in which they can,
grow.
Yeah, grow. Yeah, exactly.
Because you can only get, usually when you have a company or a business, you know, when you're in it, much like a relationship, when you're in it, when you're in it, you can only see so much. You always need like a third party or someone else to see more expansion, maybe more than you can see.
Yeah.
So that's what you're for.
Yeah. That's why, because there are blind states points of reception.
Right.
They can't see. And so that's my job, firstly, not to say them, okay, this is the solution, do it like this.
Right.
So how we can, how we can fix it, how we can change it. And that's the point.
Now, are they typically willing to change? Because a lot of entrepreneurs or businesses, you know, that's their baby. So even though you're suggesting something, doesn't mean they're always going to do it, because a lot of people don't like change.
And that's the main point, because additionally, I'm very interested in neurosciences and how the brain is working in change processes. And of course, the first, when you have a change, when you're before a change, so no one wants to go through, and that's the point. So I have to know how to get the people's brains through this process.
You have to guide them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yes, sometimes, in the most of cases, let's say in 100%, it's an emotional, really hard process.
Yes.
With tears and with no good feelings, no good emotions, and so on, so on.
Yeah, a diamond becomes a diamond when there's pressure.
That's a good metaphor. Mm-hmm. That's a really good picture.
Yeah, a lot of people, especially business owners, don't like change. I think we all know that. And most of the people listening and watching are entrepreneurs, business professionals. Yeah. So to change is not easy. However, it's necessary to grow and be better.
Yeah.
So that's what you do.
Yeah, you know, my metaphor for changes is most people would like to take a shower, but you know, to get wet is not a good thing.
Right.
So that's the point. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. And let's move over to Astrid. Mm-hmm. So what is it that you do exactly outside of your charity organization?
I do exactly that. I speak with leaders from this organization, and we make a program for the employees that they can work easier. With we need a mental change. We need a communication change.
Right.
This is a very important point, because the helpers in the charity way need the body language.
Yes.
Because the old people can say anything. The other people comes out of other countries.
Right.
And how old are the people? It is very important with the right language, with the right communication, because the brain ticks another than younger, than by younger people. And this is the point. I'm an expert in communication, and the brain is my home base. I have my master in cognitive neuroscience.
Wow.
And I have a work in the last 4 years with Professor Roth, Professor Gerhard Roth. He's an international scientist. And I have learned by him, and I have learned that communication is unique. The world, communication is energy, and it is a base. Communication is body language,
yes.
is body reaction,
yes.
is with the right communication, we think another of another way, and when we have the right communication, we can do much more.
Yes.
For themselves and for others.
Beautiful. And I love it how you I love how you're an expert in body language, because even if someone speaks a different language and they don't understand you, body language is everything.
Yes.
And anyone can understand that.
Yes.
And energy.
Yes.
And energy is a real thing.
Everybody understand what you do.
Yes.
Yes, and this is an important point. The body language is the first language which we know in the life.
Yes.
Yes, and when a child come, when the child is born, he has only body language for 2 years. And
yes.
we understand that, and the body language is a result from the communication. With communication, we come directly to the heart. Yes, and when we are here in the heart, we have a feeling, and in the my special base is neurocommunication, and in this way we look when I speak, I build an emotion, and this is it's an important point. I have one word, I have one build, I have one emotion, and the kind who I speak with other people are the way for the right feeling. I can with one word I can say you are happy, you have love, you are hopeless, and one word, you are frust, you have the war and the feeling is different. Yes.
Beautiful.
And when I have the right words, the people are happy, and this know-how we need in leadership. We need it in sales, and that's my base.
Yes.
And I work with the people, and my intention is that all people love his job. Yes, all people are happy. Und was heißt begeistert? I will that all everybody
enthusiastic.
Yes.
Yeah, for the things.
When you have happy employees, you make more money.
Yes, it's so. Yeah.
Really?
In Germany, we say that when you laugh, you buy.
Yes.
And that's
I love that. When you laugh, you buy. Yeah. I love that. Very good.
You'll have a little bit sun in your heart.
Yes.
And all things are very easier.
Yeah. And then also the employees feel like they're a part of something greater. They're not just going to work and like getting you going to the 9 to 5.
Yes.
They're helping build the company. So if they feel like that, and if the energy in the business is a positive high vibration energy, then it can go anywhere you want. But if the employees are unhappy, obviously it's going to go the other way.
Yes.
It's like any relationship, really.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's what you feed is what you feed is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. I love it.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you want to share with us?
Yes. I want to share with you that I say my topic is the secret of voice. Words are magic, and with magic we can change the world.
Words are magic.
Yes,
I love
and
that.
In the Bible stands in the first step, all things begins with words.
Mm.
And this is my ansatz. This is my starting point. And the right. Communication is the right energy, is the right life, and that's future. Because when we have good feeling employees, we can buy more products.
Yes.
Yes. We have more effectiveness.
Yes.
Yeah, productivitet. Yeah.
Productivity.
Okay. Productivity. Yes.
Yeah. I think
I knew what you were saying. Beautiful.
Yes.
I love it.
That's my passion.
Wonderful. I love
it. Speaker and trainer.
Beautiful. Let's move over to Christoph.
Yeah.
So you have an interesting little story, actually. So I was told that you were the original founder for iMac.
No, it's a bit unprecise.
Okay.
So I was at that time responsible for a product called CD Mobile 800, a German product, as a notebook with a metal housing and a certain good concept of manufacturing, which made us competitive with even China, with many features, and it won the CeBIT Award in '98.
Wow.
So the most innovative product of the booth, so that was a big step to know how extraordinary products will be designed. So yeah, and this concept was copied 2008 by the Unibody from MacBook Pro.
Interesting.
Yeah, so 10 years later.
Someone else took the idea, basically.
Sorry?
Someone else took the idea, basically.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And so what is your kind of body of expertise for business?
So my main job is to design business models, and products that are what I call market efficient, means efficient for sales, not doing something wrong, not doing something somebody don't need, doing just the things the market needs, and find the right way to communicate this.
Filling the need.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Is there anything else that you want to share with us that you want to let people know that you're doing outside of the charity?
Yeah, so this is what I do is I help people, so I have entrepreneurs and companies to develop business models and products that are extraordinarily good for the market and have extraordinary sales success.
What would make a product good for them? How would you determine what's good for the market, what's not?
The starting point is always the entrepreneur or the people behind in the company. So I think this is what where I always start, and that's the main part. So the personality, or better to say, what's behind the personality. So you know, personas is the Greek word for mask. So
I like that. I'm learning a lot today, actually.
Yeah. And in fact, it doesn't help to change the mask. It does help to change the thing behind the mask. Yeah.
Truth.
So
yeah. I like that. Now I'm going to ask you a different question. In your opinion, because we always say on the show, there is a difference between being an entrepreneur and being a successful entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To you, what would that difference? What does that difference look like to you?
Let's start on a personal level. Also, so many people do jobs just because others want them to do. I think that's the lowest level you can do. It's good you can take responsibility for your income, but it's just a low level of existence, I think. And other people try to do what they would like to do. That's good for themselves, but often it doesn't lead to success.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this must be to come together, that you must find something that's good for you and helps others. And to find this perfect perspective is very complicated for some people. So, and also, this is very good, but if you reach this, I think there is another level. I think if your company or your product serves a higher meaning.
Yes.
Then everything is mm-hmm. is going in your direction,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and then you have the power to really make a successful product, yeah.
Beautiful. That's a great answer, actually, because I think a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, they go into it sometimes when you go into it with money signs in your eyes,
yeah,
you're usually not successful. Your mm-hmm. meaning or your intention behind it has to be bigger than money, bigger than yourself, bigger than. You know, it's scary. It's not being an entrepreneur is not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So you have to take a lot of risks.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a beautiful what you just the definition you just gave is perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. I was a teacher for 12 years in a school in Oxford mm-hmm. Business School, and if I asked the people there what's the sense of what's the purpose of a company, they always say it's profit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's not true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. If you go at this like in this way, it's not possible to really have success.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that if you are going into something because you really are wanting to go into it with your heart into what you're doing,
yeah.
the money's going to follow. You don't need to worry mm-hmm. about the money. It's going to follow. It's coming.
And but you said it's about blood, sweat, and tears. And
yes, it is.
But if you really connect it to this idea and with your whole being, mm-hmm. Magic things happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, I love that word. That's one of my favorite words, magic. I love that word. Yes. Awesome. And so, Gert.
Yes.
You're quiet.
No.
It wasn't your turn yet.
Yes. Now it's my turn.
Yes, now it's your turn.
Yes. How should I explain? I'm entrepreneur, you know, and
You said you had three companies.
Yes.
Would you mind telling us what they are, what they were?
The first one I founded in 1994. Yes, and I started with a trading firm, and we trade products from farms around the area from Frankfurt, and we delivered it in the area of Frankfurt.
Mm.
Yeah? And this works until today. We have every week more than 1,000 people get fresh products from farms around Frankfurt. Yes, and we have big trailers and go around in the area. And I also have another firm. It's a community of farmers. They sell products together on a big market in big shopping centers. And we do more than 4,000 farmer markets during the years, during the last 3 decades. We do it in this way. Yeah. And there I learned that you only are good when you're in a community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a community of the farmers. They went to the market mm-hmm. and say, okay, here are our products and you can get it here fresh directly from the farmer.
Beautiful.
Yeah? And there's a third company.
What made you think of that? What made you think of that idea?
I don't have to think about it. I am that idea.
Yeah. Good answer.
Because in Germany, we lost the feeling for, it's my opinion, we lost the feeling for food.
Mm.
And it's only a thing. And that's not it. Yet. Food is something special. And it's a different if I have a small farm and have mm-hmm. a hook facility with a number of 80 or 70, or I have 3,000 hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And both we need, but it is a different, yes. And so many people say, oh, what I eat doesn't matter. Yeah? But it isn't.
Yeah, it's fuel. It's your body, and your body will run off the fuel. It's like putting
premium
gas in the tank or low-grade gas in the tank.
Thank you.
Same thing.
Yeah. And now many people realize that we are on a way that's in Germany that's not good. That all the consumption is more, more, more. Yes, and it don't work.
Well, it's like that here too. So.
Yeah. And because I'm an entrepreneur, I do only things that work. Mm. And so people come to me and ask me, how do you do that? How does it work? How do you make it? And so it's my third company. I help. You called me the fixer, yes. Mm-hmm. And I have a method or a word we call it. I call it blind side. You know what's a blind side in Germany? I have to explain. Mm. And whenever I come in a company and they said, "Oh, please help us," I saw they do a really good job. They make it and they love their work that they do. But what's the problem? You know, the blind side in football, it's the side when the quarterback don't take care of it, he can't make a good hit.
Yes.
But in Germany, we don't. We use this metaphor to explain that a business model that runs over decades, very successful now in this time, you see, globalization, I don't know the English word.
Globalization. Yeah.
Globalization. Mm-hmm. You see, industry of 4.0. And it doesn't work any longer. Mm. And they don't have to make the thing complete new. They only have to change a little bit and
right.
beware something. And the blind side has two sides. One side is to take care to look, what have I stopped or where should I take care in my business model that I can come back to my old success? And then I have to so the other side, it's a blind side, to look what I have to do because the area is changed, the market is changed,
right.
to come back to my old success.
Huh? Let me ask you, especially in Los Angeles, California for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rest of the country is catching on, but organic, natural, here it's a very, LA, it's a very big deal. Mm-hmm. Is it like that over there as well?
Yes, it's too, yes. Mm.
Yeah. Is it, well, this is like a newer thing for us. We've had it, like the last 10 years specifically have been very important.
Mm-hmm.
Has it always been like that over there, or is it also a newer trend?
In Germany, it's since 20 years, it's a big trend.
Mm.
I started in 1989 with the first organization who sells the products from the farm. And then in this time, we does it because the people the farmers get no money for her food. Mm. The prices get down, and then we start to sell our products directly on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's changed. We have a very good Lebensmittelhändler, dealers for food.
Right.
The big dealers, it's only 11 in Germany. They have the complete food in her stores, and now they changed. They think about it and they work together with farms. It's a big process. During the last 3 or 5 years, it started.
Mm, yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, we only have 5 more minutes of the show, which it flew by. I wish I had a lot more time for you guys because there's so many more questions I'd love to ask. Unfortunately, I don't have the time. So what we'll do is we'll go down the line and. You know, 2017 is almost over, which I can't even believe it. I just celebrated New Year's for 2017. So we're going to be in 2018 shortly. And so what are some goals with your organization that you'd like to fulfill either by the end of this year or by the end of next year that you'd like to see happen?
Okay. Yeah, I can start. I would like to see really changes that organizations and not only small teams and organizations and groups. I would like to see that a whole company, a whole organization is able to go through this change and that they see the ability and the purpose to change because we have to change. We have really do not the big things, it is the details.
Yes.
And as we talked about, I think the energy is following your thoughts and your ability and your intentions and not vice versa. So when, and I'm the framing expert, so when your frames, when your thoughts, when your mindsets are set up into a good way with emotions and with your feelings and your aims and the whole stuff, so I think we can, yeah, make a better world.
Beautiful.
Together.
Beautiful. And I think that's what all of you are, the goal is to make a better world, yes, in some way, shape, or form.
And that's the magic.
And that is the magic. That's the good, that's the best word, magic. That's the magic. Yeah. Is there anything anyone wants to end with, since we have a couple more minutes?
Oh, my goal for next year is to double it.
Beautiful.
To make the double people in the world happy, and this is my smart goal for the next year.
Beautiful.
And I tried in the last years, and sometimes it runs, sometimes it's a little bit hard, but for next year I will, it's my private goal.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And maybe one goal of us four, because next year we are going to the Oscars, and there's another award that we are invited to, and our goal is to have more context, a good communication between especially Europe, but Germany and the United States, because as we can see, you have different, let's say, topics here.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
And in our opinion, if we put us together, our thoughts and our perspectives, so we can do this magic together.
Well, I think I can help you with that.
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah. Yeah.
That's Thank great. You. Great. Thank you.
Yes. We have a couple more. Anything else you want to add?
Yes.
Go ahead.
When I can. I will say I see that communication is more negative than positive. And one goal of me is I want to inspire and motivate audiences for the new speech and the belief on goodness in the world on all stages around the world.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
So maybe a statement. I think entrepreneurs are maybe the most likely persons to make the world a little bit better than I think politicians won't do in that way.
Yes.
We could do.
Yes. Yeah. Well, entrepreneurs are very special people. Our minds run completely different. And I think that moving forward, there's going to be more and more and more entrepreneurs, which is amazing. So we have run out of time. Thank you for being here on Lux Life. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching.
And we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.